Beyond presents Fragments. Unattached Fragments from the English Treasury of Wit and Language by John Cotgrave. Good title. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of this mini-series of episodes looking at Unattached Fragments from the English Treasury of Wit and Language by John Cotgrave. The English Treasury was printed in 1655 and collected out of the most and best of our English dramatic poems, methodically digested into commonplaces for general life. John Cotgrave arranges these random chunks of drama into themes, like a quotation dictionary, except he hasn't given us an index. A host of scholars have beetled through the text matching quotes with plays, but there are, to my uncertain knowledge, 18 unattached. Do go to episode 1 of this little mini-series for more about this particular book. This fragment comes from page 40 in the version we're using, links in the show description, and it's a section of quotes on chambermaids. Because, in the absence of context, what this play was doing, when it was written, we can't know. So, think on. It is performed by Leakey Chapel.
To say a waiting woman is handsome and yet chaste is to affirm all pages gelt, or that the knight keeps to his lady in the high bed and never truckles.
So much for chambermaids. What do you think this text is doing?
To say a waiting woman is handsome and yet chaste is to affirm all pages gelt, or that the knight keeps to his lady in the high bed and never truckles.
And that's it till our next fragment. It is also on chambermaids. If you've enjoyed this or other episodes of the podcast, consider leaving us a review on your podcatcher or supporting us directly on our patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Or perhaps throwing a one-off donation to ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Till next time, I will leave you with our fragment again, performed by Leakey Chapel.
To say a waiting woman is handsome and yet chaste is to affirm all pages gelt, or that the knight keeps to his lady in the high bed and never truckles.